Hey everyone, I'm Ayana.
And I'm Delilah.
And we're the non-corporate girls. It's episode 12, Delilah.
Yes, welcome back for another week with us. It's always fun. It always comes fast.
Yeah, it's like you blink and then all of a sudden it's Wednesday again.
Yeah, and it's not that we like scramble about what to talk about, but it's like there'll be so many things to talk about. We don't want to sound all over the place, so we try to
have some structure.
Yeah, right, and stay within our topics because this can easily turn into a two-hour episode.
And we don't want to go off on a tangent. I'm sure you guys have other better things to do out after you listen to us.
Yeah, after. Because we are the thing to do.
So, how are you feeling this week? On a positive note, let's jump right into it.
So, today is like the first
beautiful day.
Like,
I know.
Like, if there's any indication that summer is around the corner, today is that thing.
Agreed.
And our views are pretty cool. Like, we're seeing graduates nearby.
No, right?
It's pretty dope.
It's
graduation season.
It's graduation season.
It brings me back to, like, when I graduated. Think about how long ago that feels.
So long ago.
And where you think you'd be since
Not
then.
Not where I'm at, right.
Yeah. And I don't want to use it as like an exam because you know it's so
there are
easy.
no regrets
and it's like I've done so much you know we're never satisfied so I'm like
I mean there are people who like graduated and they're like I'm gonna be a scientist and they're like
not a scientist like somewhere down the line
shit got real
or changes
yeah
like I don't want to do this much schooling anymore
I don't want to do this.
And it's totally fine. Like, we support those people.
We do support. And we've been there. We've all been there. But it's really good that it's getting to be summer, right? Summer's next week, right?
No,
summer's in June. But
summer's in June. But, like, Memorial Weekend is the non-official
like kickoff. Yeah, okay.
But today's weather is, like,
it's summer.
That's cool.
So do you have like fun things coming up? And
well, my friends got me excited because we're already making plans for summer. Like, you know, summer happens like in a flash. Like,
yeah.
Once you're planning out weekends,
that's it. Yeah.
Once you're planning your weekends, it's like that's everything. Everything kind of just happens. So we have a camping trip that we're trying to put together.
Okay.
Take a cooking class. Somebody else suggested. So it just made me super excited. Like. Oh, this, like, I love planning summer activities or, like, just anything.
And there's, like, festivals and stuff coming up.
There's a lot of things going on living in New York. You should never not have plans.
I know. And there's, like, a lot of free shit, too.
Yep.
Like, they're really, you should always be doing something.
I agree. Especially when it's nice out that don't stay cooped up.
Yeah. Even if you just go outside, just to, like, be outside. Just sit down.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm really excited for summer, too. Let me see. So this week I actually got some interesting news because this a friend of mine, a new friend of mine, I will say, she asked me to be a panelist on at her event coming up in June. It's June 15th, I think. And I think that's really exciting and interesting. You know how we were gonna be panelists for the other event that we were so excited about.
I know.
I'm really sad about that. I know, but
what are the topics you guys covering on the panel?
Yeah, so that's still kind of a TBD. It's pretty much like her brand is about like lifestyle and kind of brand awareness and like branding yourself.
Okay.
But she's gonna get back to us on what exactly she wants us to kind of talk about.
Cool, keep us posted.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys posted. So that's that.
This Sunday,
yes, I know.
I'm excited.
So I'm having an event. It's tailored to press, but you know,
we're trying to put, you know, Meet Me Series on the map.
Yeah, so Meet Me Series is having a fragrance event tailored to press, and it's only going to be a very intimate group of like 8 to 10 women, and you know, hopefully it will help build brand awareness for Meet Me Series. And I'm collaborating with Modern Urban Sensory Experiences, aka Muse, and she is a really great fragrance expert, so that's kind of cool. So yeah, so I'm really excited about that, and I hope that the ladies in attendance get a lot out of the event, and Delilah's coming, so we're excited about that.
And if you're a press person or you're a media journalist, like, reach out. I think we should add people to your mailing list.
So yeah, definitely. Go to www.mimiseries.com, or you can follow us on social and let me know if there's ever, you know, if there's anyone that wants to like come to an event or pitch anything, collaborate. We are so open.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's on a positive note. That's pretty exciting.
So moving into a hustler spirit.
So a hustler spirit. The foundation, like, you know, for this year, aside from launching the podcast,
yes,
is like collaborations.
Yes. So, you know, but I'm so proud of us because we've been doing really good.
Like, we've been sticking to it, and it's just exciting, like, you know, because as things present themselves, then you think of other ideas and how you want to collaborate.
Of course.
Because I was telling Ayana that, you know, Mimi Series is like in their, what, third, fourth event in already?
Yeah, this will be our fourth event.
Exactly. And so, you know, the collaborations, although they may seem like we're still the underdogs and whatnot, I think that when you do present to the collaboration that, you know, of your dreams, let's say, like, you already have
like all this stuff. You have like results. You have things to show.
Yeah, you have things to show. So I think that's awesome. Like, you should always be producing the work.
Yes.
Like, do the work.
Yeah.
Do the work. Because you never know when that next opportunity is going to come. I just read a blog post, and they interviewed the blogger. They interviewed the blogger, and she basically said, like, you never know when you go into your inbox, and it's going to be the opportunity of a lifetime.
The game changer.
The game changer that, like, you may have what your goals are, or your plans are for the next 3 to 5 years, but depending on what that email entails, the things you thought of might be going to the back burner or taking a back seat, because this opportunity is like something you cannot pass up.
I agree.
So I think, like, and you know what's so funny? I don't know if other people do it, but like, I literally, for me, emails are presents. Like, I get super excited when I have a new email in my inbox, and sometimes I try not to be this person, but like, I'm literally, I wait to see if the opportunity is gonna be there. Every time I check my inbox and I get a new email, like, that gives me a rush, because I don't know what's gonna be there. I don't know who's gonna reach out, or like, you know, what seed did I plant another time that's definitely, you know, it has grown or whatever.
Yeah. I remember when I went to, like, I think I was went to some event recently. Well, not maybe it wasn't recently, but I went to somewhere, and I, this girl kind of, like, was telling us, like, you know, how we need to, like, kind of, like, control our social media, control our, like, tech
consumption.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And email is one of them. She was just like, you know, you got, like, take a break from email. Don't be on all the time. And it's so, I feel you, because it's so hard for me, because literally I refresh my phone like 80 times a day.
Oh,
like, I'm just like emails, like, I'm always on my emails, to the point where I get annoyed, and I've had to check myself that when people don't respond to me in a timely fashion, I'm confused, because I'm like, don't we all got email? Aren't we all on our phone?
Yeah,
and I do realize that everyone doesn't check their email.
And like, it's almost crazy. Unhealthy at
it
the
is,
point that
it
we're
is
checking
unhealthy.
It.
It is.
It's not even good. But me is more out of desperation. Because I'm thinking, like, literally,
well,
I'm going to get the
email. Well, let's be honest here.
Yeah, I'm thinking that I'm going to get the most popular email, and which I do, because I even get excited when I pitch something or, like, initiate any contact and the person does respond. Like, it just shows somebody considers you, because I don't have a problem with you emailing me at any point, but that you got back to my email, because there's so many emails that just go unanswered.
They go into this black hole of emails.
Yeah, so if you respond, I really
appreciate
it.
That. Yeah, so we say all that to say that we're really proud of ourselves, and we're not trying to toot our own horns, but it's just more of an observation.
Like, I'm out here, like, trying
grinding.
To make things happen. Like, because it's just to the point where, if you are unhappy, or like, you just have to change your situation. Like, don't stay in a rut.
Yeah.
Like, don't stay in the rut. Actively be doing something to change your situation, because sometimes, you know, we don't have the opportunity. You have to, like, you know, although the opportunity is, like, people may say you in a good space, or like, people would kill to be where you're at.
Yeah.
But everybody's situation is the same. It isn't the same. So it's like, I'm trying to, I appreciate where I'm at. I need to see how this,
like,
current situation is a blessing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm also on to the next.
It's always a grind. Yeah, and then, you know what? You kind of touched on, like, what we were talking about. Just the whole, like, rut thing, which is why, like, I think that, like, so personally, like, I'm in a rut right now, and I'm trying to, like, shift my mood from not being in the rut. But it just goes back to what you said. Like, I know I'm blessed. I know there's a lot of great things happening, but there's, like, one part that's dominating everything else, and I'm obviously letting it affect me. But with that being said, I've also realized that collaborations and associating myself with people who kind of fuel my energy and give me kind of life, and you know, people who are aligned with what I'm doing, and we're like grinding together, that's like, that's where like I find like the energy and the inspiration, and that really like pumps me to go forward, which is why I'm really excited that we've been doing good. Like, we've been doing good as Ayana and Delilah separately, we've been doing good as Ayana and Meet Me series, we've been doing good as Delilah and M3 Glam, we've been doing good as podcasters, and just trying to like get our brands out there and really make the connections that are necessary to take us to the next level. So I'm proud of us.
No, I am too. And I just think that, like, you know, going to these events, you know, there it can be hindering and helpful.
Yes.
So I make it a point to
be like very strategic about the events we go to,
and not waste our time. And like, I know there was an event, and I was like, how is this gonna add any value? Mm-hmm. Not saying that the event wasn't a great one, but like, for the trajectory I'm on and the path I'm trying to take,
right,
like, you need to do things that's gonna really align you and get you closer to the connections you need to make, the network you need to like be a part of.
Of course.
And once people start seeing you, because I noticed that when you're actively participating, mm-hmm, like taking actions, when your name is mentioned, people do know who you are.
Right.
And I say this to say, because I'm part of a professional network, and there's someone in the network who, although she like works for the network, like she's always just chiming in or mm-hmm speaking, and I haven't met her personally. I was introduced like through email introduction.
Okay.
And someone else and me spoke about her in like passing, and we was like, she's on her grind, like she's doing her thing. Little does she know that we realize her grind, because, you know, some people don't.
And you know what? That's so funny you say that, because I actually do have a story about that. I will never forget till this day, when I was in grad school, I met this guy. He was really cool, and I forgot what he did, mm-hmm, but he was like a speaker that came to talk to us, and he's very active. He was very active on LinkedIn. At this point in my life, I am active on LinkedIn, but at that time, I wasn't as active on LinkedIn.
Right.
And he tried to prove a point to us, and he basically said that there was this one girl who always, she's always posting on LinkedIn. She's always, like, sharing different things, and she always, things that are in line with her brand and what she's trying to do. So he says that if he ever, like, if there's ever a job or something, an opportunity that will come up that fits her, he would automatically think of her first and share the experience or whatever, the opportunity with her, because she's such a grinder, and she has aligned herself in that, like, she has put herself in that pathway.
Think about it like this, to anybody who's listening that could possibly feel still confused about branding.
Mm-hmm.
You should always approach anything, or like have in the back of your mind, what can I do on a day to day so that anybody I come into contact with is going to remember me?
Mm-hmm.
If they remember me and I make this impact, whether it's like in the way I shook their hand or in the way I discussed a topic or helped someone or like added value, like somewhere in another form, because I found myself, and it says more, you know, it'll say more about you than it does the other person.
Oh, yeah,
I found myself recommending people that I don't even know personally, but because I know what they do and what their capabilities are,
mm-hmm,
I found myself like mentioning to other people, oh, you should seek this person out. Mm-hmm. You should contact them.
But
you know, we connect us at heart. We always say that.
Exactly. But it's because they do such a great job of branding themselves that we know exactly what they want. We know exactly what they can do. Right. And we know exactly how to pitch them.
And even if they haven't done it already, because I remember like mentioning to the other person, the one that I recommended, mm-hmm, like I reached out and was like, hey, I gave your info, like recommended you for something. Like sometimes it's something they haven't even done, but they'll appreciate that like you connect with them, and like,
oh,
that's
yeah,
another way to redefine relationships, or
oh,
like
yeah,
you know, to build build relationships, I guess.
No, of course. That, and the same thing here. I had a friend who, she's never spoken on the panel before, but she's a relationship expert, and I don't see why she couldn't speak on a relationship expert panel. So I recommended her to speak on a relationship expert panel. She was just like, oh my God, like, I've been wanting to speak on panels. I just didn't really know how to go about it. And I'm like, but you are an expert. So, like, there's no reason why you can't do this and why I can't connect you with the person that's doing it.
Right. I agree.
But this is why we love collaborations. So, we say that to say that we are going to an event today, and it is called Collective.
Hold on.
The Creative Collective New York City and Complex Hustle presents. What is it? Hustle, and it's something. Hustle is the tagline. But either which way, those two groups are putting together this event tonight, and me and Delilah are going, and we're so pumped about it.
We are.
Because we get to be in a room with other freelancers and people who are grinders.
Like-minded individuals.
Like, do you know what could happen from that? I mean, we don't know either, but we're sure it's going to be positive.
Yeah, I'm excited. Because you know who's going to be in attendance. You don't know who you're going to meet. You don't know, like, what idea can help propel.
Yes, like,
and
I'm
speaking
excited.
Of like propelling ideas, me and Ayana like putting together our agenda, because we mentioned that
yes.
we have a whole day planned for next week.
Our retreat
for non-corporate girls, and there's just so many topics.
So many things to talk about and discuss, because like, we're serious, y'all. We really wanna put non-corporate girls on the map.
I agree. And it's going to happen.
It's gonna happen. So, I know, like, you guys know that me and Delilah kind of have, like, our event quotas that we go to for the week, because we literally go to, like, an event a week. This week, we're going to two events, so we're really excited. So, we told you about one, and tomorrow, we're going to a Mem Connect event. It's called Meeting of the Mind, Innovation in Media, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's going to be really interesting.
Because it's their first event, like, yes. off of the platform, like, where they give an opportunity for people to actually meet in person. And it's going to be at the BuzzFeed offices.
Yes, I've never been to BuzzFeed headquarters.
Me neither, but you know, I love,
and love BuzzFeed.
Yeah, their content is so witty.
So dope. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited.
So, you know, that's just kind of the spirit tip that we're on right now as we're trying to navigate through this week. Is also off the record, you told me that, you know, in our past episode, not like the last episode, but, or was it the last episode?
I think it was.
Okay, so in the last episode, Nicki Minaj is giving away,
she's covering someone's tuition, or mm-hmm. a couple of her followers' tuition. So we found out that that is indeed true, and someone like reached out to me and told me that one or his students, or like, he represents like a non-for-profit that helps, you know, young
people.
I don't know if it's men or women, he didn't clarify, but basically they just help the youth. So he wanted us to know that it is true, and to interview on the podcast. And he just wanted to shed light on what the organization he works for does, and like to say, like, Nicki Minaj, like, the young man is going to hold up to his end of the bargain, and Nicki Minaj is going to follow through. And he wanted to
non-corporate girls.
Yeah, to, like, kind of interview the organization and just say what it is that they contribute to society and how they're, you know, trying to uplift the youth. So I thought that was cool. But we kind of held off on it because we're sticking to our
goal
of after episode 20, we'll have guests.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cool because people are asking to be
people are
before
asking.
We're reaching out.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that we're going to compile a list of people that we need to have on the show. And there's a lot of you that you will be hearing from us.
So that was cool. Let's see.
What else? We had a couple of things going off the record.
Oh, you wanted to talk about Kevin Hart.
Oh, yes. Kevin Hart and Aniko are having a baby. And I just love them.
They're so cute.
They're like, I could just imagine what it is to be Kevin Hart's
wife. I know, right?
Wife.
I mean, it takes a certain type of person to be his wife.
Yo,
that's for sure.
Because I feel like
any comedian's wife.
Yes.
But Kevin Hart, yes.
The jokes be flying. Like, she probably gets pissed off at him. Like, how do their arguments even go?
Yeah.
Like, because if you laughing at me while I'm mad at you, I'm going to want to punch you.
Right.
But she's just a good sport. Mm-hmm. She's a good sport. She be with the shits, with his shenanigans. And I just be here for the Instagram challenges that he poses, mm-hmm. and be laughing at everybody.
Yeah.
So that was just some off the record tea or whatever.
All right. So.
Because Ayana didn't know. So I did. I love when I bring her information she doesn't know.
And I did.
Because usually we be knowing all of the same
things. I know. I'm like, I missed that. I didn't know that. And I like follow both of them. So I'm not really sure how I didn't know that, but whatever. I appreciate it. But we have a special treat for you guys today. Episode 12, you gotta remember this. Episode 12, we decided to throw this into the mix. So, you know how we have hashtag obsessed with? We decided that we're not only gonna focus on the women that are amazing that we love, we're also gonna focus on platforms that really are popping.
Or like things that
get us through the day,
yeah.
or that we like and adore. Mm-hmm. So we're just gonna open that up a little bit more.
Yep.
And today we wanna talk about Levo.
Yeah.
I said it right?
Yeah. Okay. Cause we think that at first it was Levo League and then they dropped the league, like in
right.
rebranding or
yeah.
whatever. But the whole
Levo.
Point is that we're always reading their articles and like 80% of the time Ayana's sending me something and it's from Levo.
And you too? Like we're mm-hmm. always, but I mean, you know, one obviously
they really speak to us.
Yeah, they're like for us. They're like mm-hmm. for like the working woman, the creative, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? That's like they have something for everyone, I feel. And today they actually had a really great article, and I didn't get to really kind of tell you about it. But the article today was about this girl who said that she's had the best boss in the world, and she wanted to interview her boss. So the boss is she's the best boss this girl's ever had, and she kind of wanted to interview her and see like what her tactics would be to manage people, like relationships and things like that. And how she became, like, why does this girl think she's the best boss? So she did this interview with her, and it was really cool because the boss is kind of like, look, these are like this is my life. This is how I've gone through my life, and these are the things and experiences I've had that have helped me be the best boss that
so
you think I am.
Did she know that she considered her the best boss?
I think she knew she considered her the best boss, but, you know, I think she was also really humble, like, you know, I'm just, this is why I manage people, this is what I'm doing, this is how I learned, and this is what I can give to you, this is what I can offer.
And I think that in those situations, it usually stems from people being managed by shitty people.
Yeah.
And so then you realize, this is exactly how I don't want to be, because look at what it has caused me not to want to do.
Agreed.
So if I portray the same thing, I'm not going to encourage my employees
exactly.
to support me.
Exactly.
And it's going to fall on me as a manager.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of how the article went. I mean, it was pretty lengthy, but it was pretty interesting because just kind of talking about, like, why, so, you know, how, like, what you want your boss to be like, really, and what type of boss you want to be, you know,
yeah.
and to be able to have, and to be able to have that mentorship in that way, and for it to trickle down this way, it's just really
like to
cool.
reverse the roles.
Yeah, and I don't know if I've ever had, like, a great boss. Like, it just makes you think, like, this is the type of environment, you know, like, things like that are interesting, and things like that matter. But the whole point is, like, Love Levo, they provide so many interesting content.
Scenarios,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
like,
that,
so that it, you know, the best experience is when you actually go through something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel if there's any, like prep or coaching,
yeah,
they help
use.
You to, like, indicate, like, I remember this article I read. This is not to
yeah.
say how they handled it in the article is how you would, but it might give you a little boost of confidence of how to step into a situation. Or, like, even they have wrote an article about negotiating.
Yeah.
Like, you may not
they
feel
confident. They have so many
so
interesting
many.
Topics.
It's
like,
so
for
good.
The career, the professional, everything.
And you know what pisses me off? That the topics that they speak on, and, you know, we always bring this up, that how these scenarios are not brought up in college or while you're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the life skills that you need. It's more, like, the book definitions is what we learn in college, and
yeah.
it's not until we're in the world that we have the world.
I mean, because life is college. Life is that experience. That's the life is the best
yeah,
teacher.
It is.
So anyway, we just want you guys to know that Levo's popping. You, we hope one day to do a collaboration with them at some point.
We will put manifest.
Yes, we declare one day we will do a collaboration with them. But either which way, please check them out if you haven't, because they're really dope. And we, you know, we promote them so much. They really should do something with us.
Mm-hmm.
But
I agree.
That's neither here nor there. So wrapping this up, because, you know,
We're heading to an event.
We gotta go. Yeah,
we got to go.
So I think the theme, the overall theme of this episode is how to get out of a rut in a way.
And somebody had a question.
Yeah, somebody had, I mean, it's pretty basic. How do you get out of a rut?
Which, I mean, it sounds basic, but.
And that, oh, that's from Talia from Brooklyn. I'm sorry.
Hey, Talia. Thanks for listening. And also, it sounds pretty basic, but it is real. And if you stay there. Yeah. What damage you can do to yourself.
Yeah.
For staying in a rut. Because yeah. You end up becoming negative Nancy.
Yeah.
People don't want to bother with you.
Nope.
And you only do yourself a disservice because you'll lose opportunities.
Yeah. And it's hard. I mean, as I feel like I'm in a rut. So, it's, I mean, you know, and it's kind of hard because, like, you
know. Okay, so what do you do? Because yeah. We all get into ruts at
yeah,
one point.
Yeah, you know.
Like, every day is not peaches and cream.
Oh,
like,
definitely not. I think, like, one thing is obviously shifting your perspective. I like lots of affirmations and things of that nature. But I think also having a wonderful accountability partner like I do. And, you know, just other people in our lives that we can actually, like, talk to and bounce things off of. And sometimes it helps to know that you're not crazy with your thoughts and what you're thinking and that this is normal what you're going through. And you kind of just got to go through it.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps me. I don't know.
And let them and allow yourself to feel that, because you know it's not all, everything is not gonna be all chipper and this straight road. And I remember someone saying, or either I read or I was told, that if you got everything you wanted and everything was perfect,
right,
then what would be the point of tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. Because it's true.
That's deep.
But then it's also like the whole point of life is like really to enjoy the journey. Sometimes you want to get to the destination so fast.
Oh, yeah.
So like the ruts is part. Because I remember telling Ayana too, like, this situation we're going through or what we're having, like, it's going to just be a good story. I have like a lot of good stories.
For our book. Yeah. You know,
and there's still things that I am. There's still things that I'm. What's the word? Insecure with sharing.
Yeah.
And because, you know, your story is your story.
Yes,
and so some
yes.
things you may still feel embarrassed to share that you've been through, but you should never be embarrassed, and you should really like embrace what your story is, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Agreed.
Because it will be someone else's like reminder or a push, because somebody else has it worse or somebody else has it better. Like, so somewhere in your like hiccup in life, it could be the start of someone's journey or the middle of theirs, where they like, oh, someone else has gone through this.
I agree. And I would say the last thing that I'm not doing great on, but we all should do good on, is going back to self-care, right? Like, especially when you are in the rut, you gotta find time for yourself. You gotta find time where you can decompress, you can re-energize, and then you can get back on the grind or get back into the better,
like,
mindset,
what
whatever you need
happy.
To do.
Like, yeah. Find what your happy thing
find
is.
Find your happy.
Find your happy. And, you know, this month is still
mental health awareness yeah.
and self-care and self-love. And
so just a constant work in progress.
Stop beating yourself up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a whole nother episode. All right, folks. So that's a wrap.
It's been real.
Yeah.
As usual.
We gotta go.
We don't even know some of the things we deal with while recording this, which is so amazing in itself. Like, there's a lot of character behind the scenes, okay? But
Don't judge. This is a no judgment zone.
Yeah, we hope that we, as always, provided some insight, gave you a few tidbits, and ignited your fire.
And made you laugh in the process.
Peace out. Until next week.
Okay.